This is RxBnB Update, episode 177, recorded Thursday, November 6, 2008. Pronunciations galore. Ardoyan, Phasmatis, Yatiso, and Natizan. Hello, everybody. Brad is here this week.
Woo!
Brad. He's the person who's here normally with us every week, in case you don't know who he is.
They don't know who I am by now.
No, but you know, there's lots of people with English accents, you know?
Yes, there are about, 60 million of us. Well, actually, no, that's people who live in the UK. I don't think it'd be much harder to get a number of people with English accents, but on this show, there have not been very many people with English accents.
There's been that Joe guy from last year. Spot War guy.
Yes. There was some other people have been on who we will not talk about because we crushed their stupid newspaper idea and they got pissed at us for it.
Okay. I forgot about him.
Did you forget about him? I know, it's really easy to forget about stupid, insignificant, idiotic people, isn't it? Anyway, enough. See, wow. That all seems to be one of the major things we do on this show is closet snipe at people who probably the majority of the listeners don't even know or care about.
Yes. Anyways, this came out last week shortly after we finished recording the show, The Player's Gallery. Halloween themed, mind you. So, Brad, what's your favorite one?
I like the second from the right on the bottom row, the demon, the red demon.
Oh, that's rather interesting. You were saying it's like a World of Warcraft thingamajig.
Yeah, it looks like a monster World of Warcraft, except it's red. I also think upon second viewing, the drawing is very good. Second from the left on the top row, that's quite a good drawing.
Oh yeah, that is good. You know, I wish I could draw like that.
Yeah, I wish I could draw like that as well, but I'm rubbish at drawing.
Yes.
I remember some of my cousins came over the week before, and we were playing Pictionary, and I had Animal Farm, and I tried to draw a farm animal, but it just looked like a barrel with two legs. How cool is that? Me and my 18 and 24-year-old cousin, they come around, we play Pictionary, man. Yeah, that's how we roll.
My favorite is the Ceridoman armored guy with the pumpkin head saying trick or treat and the bloody sword and the rainbow colored boots.
I like that, but the whole premise of it being, I don't know, it just looks too cartoony for me.
No, that's
I like things with gritty realism.
Okay, then go down to the one below that then, the Grim Reaper.
No, sorry, I had a good line then, why'd you interrupt me? I like things with gritty realism, like your face.
Oh.
Anyway.
So there you go, those are our favorites. And then there's also Torag Pumpkin.
What, do you mean the one below the one you like?
No, the one on the bottom right.
Oh, the Torag Pumpkin.
Yeah.
That's okay, it's nothing great.
Did you carve a pumpkin this year?
Yeah, I did carve one, and I told you, I tried to make it look scary, and it ended up looking retarded. I had a special needs pumpkin.
I carved a ghost into mine.
You used a stencil.
That still counts.
No, it's cheating if you use a stencil. It requires no creativity. The whole thing about carving a pumpkin is creativity.
I got that thing. I made that thing in Photoshop and printed it out.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You used some bloody stencil your mum got out of the catalog.
What? No, it was off the computer.
It was off the computer. Well, and did you do that skull one for your sister as well?
No, that was hers.
Oh, yeah, right. And she did it on Photoshop as well. You're full of shit, Shane.
Moving on. Postbag number 35. And that was Players Gallery number 24. A difference of 11 there.
I want to make a point, right? We did both of these last week, but we only remembered about 5 minutes into questions. But we talked about them anyway, and then Shane was like, I'll see if I can edit it back in before questions. But he was obviously too lazy to do that, so we're just doing them this week, and he cut them out. I just felt like telling people. Postbag from the Hedge. I never have a favorite Postbag from the Hedge.
I got three favorites this month.
You can't have three favorites. It defames the whole idea of favorites.
Sure, you got multiple favorites in your favorites menu.
That's different. That's bookmarks.
The one to the frog princess about being kissed and stuff.
That sounds pedophilic.
Anyways, basically...
That was interesting, pervert.
Basically, says that this person wrote a letter to the frog princess, but it didn't get there, and then suggests something else for the use of the frog tokens that you get, you know? The person says they have enough to tile their entire house with them, which is a good point. Anyways, then it goes on to say that that when Posty Pete was delivering the letter, the frog princess wanted a kiss, so it didn't get delivered.
Okay.
And then
this sounds like an X-rated film.
And then says, I must acknowledge that some people are not blessed by my sense of style. Thessalia, furthermore, has complained that she doesn't find it profitable to hand out clothes in the exchange for frog tokens. Her collection of tokens is considerably larger than yours. The council has requested I offer a wider range of rewards to those that help me, including things like runes and coins, in addition to the clothes with sufficient taste to appreciate such things. I must ponder this matter carefully. If you simply can't wait for these changes, how about setting for a riveting game of frog token snap? I thank you for your letter and also for your assistance at our last meeting. P.S.
They're all rubbish.
May you consider investing in some breath mints before our next meeting. Doesn't that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
This is also talking about giving better rewards for that random event, you remember? They were talking about that at one point, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't listening because all the player letters were rubbish, really.
Then there's one to Reldo asking about words that they don't know how to say. And then Reldo responds with, my dear attend, I have in the past been called on to answer your pronunciation questions. This time round, I've decided to round up the twistiest of all tongue twisters in an effort to answer the future potential
you
questions.
Don't need to read these all out. If they're that good, just recommend them and people are going to read them themselves.
Well, I'm just reading this one because it points out that some of these sayings aren't what we thought they would be. Like,
well, just go through a nice list of sayings instead of reading
okay.
The whole damn letter.
Elkarid is Elkarid.
I always say Elkarid.
Ardoyan
is Ardoyan. Well, I used to say Ardoonge because it sounded...
Yeah. Burderot, obviously they can't speak French. Karamja is Kuramjar. Meyer Ditch is Meyer Ditch. Mauritania is Mauritania.
I thought it was Mauritania.
Yeah. Faye's Mates is Faye Mattis.
I did not say that.
Is Yatiso. That sounds Italian, doesn't it? Yatiso.
It sounds a bit Russian.
And then Ned is not was Nate is not. Nate is not.
Yeah. Nate is not a good person.
Wow.
I could be talking about any number of Nates. If your name is Nate and you're listening to this, unless... It probably doesn't apply to you, don't worry.
Sanguinesti. Sanguinesti. Janiel.
They've taken that name from the Latin word for blood, haven't they?
Which one?
It's a sanguine...
Oh, yeah, probably.
Anyways. Yeah, because... Sanguine, yes. Yeah.
Then they also got one to Niles, Miles, and Giles, which you can read, which is always fun.
No, it's never fun, Shane.
Because,
that's
you
why
know,
I've been
you know,
from
you know the reason I like this one is because Niles and Miles and Giles were supposed to come back after... Well, they're still on, like, one long vacation from when RuneScape 2 came out. So... Anyways. Yes, moving on. Behind the scenes, November, we'll just go through a brief rundown. Stealing Creation, which is their supposed sort of real-time strategy type of game where you fight for control of resources and whatnot to win.
It sounds like Alter Arathi Basin in World of Warcraft.
Oh, really? What are you doing
there? That's a battleground, and the best way I can simplify battlegrounds to people who play RuneScape is it's like Castle Wars. And in this particular battleground, you just have to capture and hold resources to get points, and the first one to 2,000 points wins.
Oh yeah. New save minigame where teams work together to control resources across the game area, and the area will change each time the game is played.
It's safe, so yeah, the one in World of Warcraft isn't safe. You kill each other. But there is no loss of items, so it's a lot less.
Game will be focused on collecting sacred clay, thought to be
slightly different.
Used by the building blocks of the gods to create worlds. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah, doesn't sound bad. Yeah. Depends how they implement it. If the rewards are decent, it will be good.
It could have the potential to be the next Castle Wars.
Yeah, if the rewards are decent, it'll be better than Castle Wars.
Yeah, and then we also got a quest that's it seems to be god based. It's based around that so-called little tremor that was felt at the end of last month, where that thing opened north of Bexdorian Waterfall. So that's interesting, and they mentioned a dragon forge here. So I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. Very interesting.
Dragon forge.
Yeah, that's
forge dragon items.
Supposedly.
That's going to send the value of dragon items shooting down, isn't it?
Yeah. It says, will this link to the mysterious dragonkin symbols found recently or the rumors of the dragon forge?
Could be any number of things,
it
I
involves,
guess.
Involves Zamorak, Armadyl, and Guthix.
Hmm.
Then, of course, the behind the scenes of the behind the scenes, the Phoenix, which is that summoning familiar, which will also involve a quest and a repeatable activity coming early in 2009. And then, of course, the other PvP game, Mobilizing Armies, which is their other tactical game. What was that?
That was me making a strange guttural noise. It sounds interesting.
Yeah. Like, the picture looks interesting, you know? So, we'll just have to wait and see. Yeah. Anyways, no real RuneScape content updates aside from that. Unless you have anything you want to talk about.
No.
Okay, we should move on to questions then. Yes.
Do I want to what?
Do you want to do that one that you sent in? Yeah.
For the first time in history, I believe, somebody actually sent me a question, which is a strange thing. I actually had to send a PM back and said, do you want me to answer this on the show, or do you just want to answer it now? But anyway, the question is, dear Brad, who is me, would you call yourself a funny guy? Keep up the great podcast. Your fan, so specifically my fan, Shane, not yours.
No.
Latia, I'm going to butcher your name. I don't know whether this... I presume this is a made-up name, because if your parents gave you this name, I feel sorry for you. Latius221, or Latius, or... doesn't matter. Would I consider myself funny? Depends, in comparison to people... In comparison to Shane, yeah, I'm hilarious. In comparison to majority of people, no, not really. I've always said this to people. I like to make myself laugh. Most of the remarks I make are for my own personal pleasure.
Yeah, that's what I do as well, you know?
Yeah, but you're not funny on a grand global scale, Shane. There is a difference between the two of us. Shane is funny like cancer is funny. So,
what?
I think of the... Yeah, I know, that was bad. But I have a relative with cancer, so therefore I'm allowed to make cancer jokes.
How is he doing?
He's fine, actually, which is good. Strangely... You know, because, you know... When a relative... I'm not going to go into depths who my relative is, but Shane knows, and it's obviously a male. It's not my father, by the way. It's not my father. But anyway, when a relative of yours is told they have cancer, you're sort of like, oh, shit, like, they're not going to be around much longer. But he's fine. He's not even had any treatment for it yet. He has checkups, but I think it's partly because he's... Well, I'm not going to say that because I'll give away who it is. But I think partly they don't... Unless it gets worse, he's not going to have treatment for it. So it's fine. Yes. I don't know anything. I don't much about it, actually. But anyway, back to the topic. Me funny, Shane not. There we go.
I don't think so. Anyways.
What, you don't think I'm funny? You laugh at plenty of the stuff I say.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Not if you're trying to be funny, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the true of everybody. When people try to be funny, they aren't funny.
Okay. Thank you, Latius221.
221.
"Hey, Shannon Brad, I love the show. I have a question on level 115, and I have a quest cape, cooking cape, and fletching cape. But my friend just catching up quick suggestions on a quick 99. My username is MouseMan1444 if you want to check out my stats on the high scores."
Okay, I really need to bring up the high scores before I'm able to give a decent answer. But again, it depends on how much money you have.
Yeah, if you have money, you could get go for farming.
Go on, Shane. Quick, he said quick.
Oh. Hunter. Yeah, that's quick. Hunter's quick. You could also do construction. Those two are quick. Yeah, hunter or construction.
Wouldn't a hunter be cheaper than construction?
Yeah, you'd make money with hunter.
And I don't know. It depends. If you're like really, 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 really rich, I would go with construction because it would certainly be faster.
Or Herblore.
If you're not... No! He's 57 Herblore. God, don't give people shit advice. I'd go with Hunter.
No, I mean, if he has lots of money, he could go with Herblore, you know?
That would still be slower than Hunter or construction, with considering his Herblore level is only 57. I would go with Hunter if you haven't got much money. Construction if you've got money to burn, literally. Just make sure you don't set your player and house on fire. Oh, I'm great. That was rubbish. Or if you feel more like a gathering skill, which would probably take longer than either, I'd probably go with woodcutting since his woodcutting is 80. No, his fishing is 82, his woodcutting is 84, so I guess it's not much difference either one. But hunter, if you don't have much money, construction, if you have a lot of money.
Yes. And after you're done with that, if you're looking to relax...
No, don't take his advice on farming. Do not. I knew what he was going to say before he even said the skill. He actually said to me before, right, we were talking about on MSN, and he said, you know, there's still room for you if you want to join the farming bandwagon. That makes it sound like a cult, doesn't it? Join the farming bandwagon. I'd rather die, literally, and in RuneScape. Figuratively. Well, no, literally I wouldn't. No, that's stupid.
Next one.
Next question. So, just to recap that answer. Hunter, no money, farming. No, hunt. God damn it. Hunter, no money, construction, lots of money. Anyway. Are you okay? Sorry, Shane. Do you like watching hockey? And Brad, why do you? Okay, let's just do the questions and two questions really. Shane, do you like watching hockey?
Not per se. Just sit and watch it. You know, I don't know. Not really.
What? So if you're up dancing while the hockey is on, it's fine.
No, I don't know. If it's an important game, like a playoff game, maybe sure.
You support the Edmonton Oilers, don't you?
Not really.
So what team do you support then?
Any Western Canada team.
Any team that's not from Quebec, basically.
Or Ontario.
Why do you like Ontario?
Quebec doesn't have any hockey teams.
Doesn't it? What
or no,
a bunch
Montreal,
of
yeah, that's right. I thought Montreal was
Yeah,
Ontario.
I thought so. God damn it, I know more about Canada than you do, and you live there. Anyway, so Shane doesn't like... Well, he does if it's important games, and why do I hate Apple so much? Again, it's the same reason, you know? I don't have an issue with God. It's support. It's his followers I don't like. The same reason I don't have that much of an issue with the Apple Corporation as such. It's the people I don't like. And another thing, slight thing that does annoy me about Apple is the fact that most of their products are grossly overpriced compared to the specifications or the hardware you're getting.
Yeah, you are paying for a premium product in
you're paying
design.
For looks you
yeah,
are paying
in design
for you're paying for aesthetics. That was the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, like we both agree with that, but that's sort of I personally think it's sort of the safety feature right now. That's sort
what?
Of is
good
the,
looking what
no no
with
no
the economy as bad as it is, you say we invest in high cost nice looking things. That's why we got in this mess. Well, no, that's not the reason we got in this mess, but it's certainly not going to help.
No, I'm just saying that it's a safety features right now. The fact that OS X is rather safe, it's just safe too, but it's you can still get infected, you know. That's just sort of what my was that, reasoning.
What was that? There was like an image that I saw ages ago, or just a saying that people say there's no viruses for Mac users because Mac users... No, there's no viruses for Macs because Mac users are depressed enough already.
Really? Something I like never that. Saw that.
I'm sure you did, because, yeah.
Oh, that was from Bunny Macaroni, our friend.
He is? Yeah. Is he going to be around for Christmas?
Sure, I think so.
Oh, Shane, yeah. You make me laugh.
Are you coming here for Christmas?
No, I will be at my friend's at Christmas Day. Most likely getting drunk on wine. I didn't say that. I don't endorse drinking, children. Don't do it. But I will be the legal age to drink, so it will be perfectly acceptable.
Okay. Are we done with that one?
Yes. Next question. Oh, no, sorry.
Are you certified?
Are you certified? Are you certified? I'm certified.
Are you satisfied with the turnout of the U.S. election? Why
does he mean the result, or does he mean the number of people who voted?
Earth 271072. I'd assume it means the result.
Yeah, the result.
Absolutely.
Are we satisfied?
Absolutely.
I think, you know, anybody who listened to last week's show knows we were all pushing for an Obama victory, and he won in what was, I would say, near landslide terms. I think he won by about 6.5 million votes in the popular vote, and he, electorally, he blew McCain out of the water. I mean, I stayed up all night to watch the election results come in, and he had it by about 4 a.m. my time, I think.
7.67 million votes.
Yeah, so, yeah, he had it comfortably. It was a good result. And
53% to 46% popular vote.
Yeah, that's... But now, like, because we had an MSN discussion going for probably about 5 hours of the election night with... It was me, you, Jeff, and Trekkie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we all pretty much agreed at one point that Obama probably will get a lot of crap thrown his way, because if he doesn't perform miracles, then people are going to be pissed at him for it. So I think he's certainly in for a rough ride when he is president, but...
Yeah. They haven't called Missouri or North Carolina yet.
In the BBC website called... North Carolina for Obama, but Missouri still was uncalled on there. But
did it put him over? Did it put him over 355? Yeah, it must have. Hey,
it did. Yeah, because
yes,
nobody. Shut up. We knew on the night of the election nobody had won our electoral game. Did we tell people about this?
No, tell.
Basically, we were in another MSN conversation. The four admins. We had an admin meeting one night. And after the meeting had been adjourned, this sounds so nerdy, we were talking about stuff, and I found the CNN election map, and I thought it'd be fun if we played a sort of game where we all sort of guessed the states. But basically what we did, it was who got closest to the electoral vote overall. And I'm just going to go and read the results off to people here so you can actually see how far out we all were. But basically, Shane filled in his states to try and beat me.
Before we go on, I just want to say that the winner was going to be determined by whoever came closest without going over.
Closest without going over. We all went over, so we all lost. Okay, here we go. Mine, I bet Obama would win 309 electoral votes to 229, so I was about 50 plus short. Shane bet, it's hard because, okay, Shane bet 200 and, how many did you say?
329.
And Jeff said 335.
No, Jeff said 355.
Jeff said 355 and Mike said 300 to 238. So in results of first to last, it went Jeff, Shane, me, Mike. But none of us got... Well, Jeff was close, but
North Carolina put him over.
North Carolina. I bet he was praying for McCain to win North Carolina, wasn't he? Anyway, but yeah, it was a good election night. It was funny actually watching the BBC coverage, seeing all the Republicans get so pissed off and angry. John Bolton, oh my God, John Bolton, he was like the devil incarnate. He kept and you saw him, didn't you? Because you were watching the BBC coverage. He was so angry. It was like the Hulk. You know, as soon as the Republicans started losing, John Bolton tore off his shirt and started getting nuts. But anyway, yes, we are both satisfied with the election.
And next question. And Indiana went to Obama.
Yeah, that was suspected to go for McCain, wasn't it? Which was a bit.
Yeah,
he won. Shocking. I think, as far as I'm concerned, the election was over way before he passed the electoral vote mark. When he got Ohio and Pennsylvania, I think as soon as he got Pennsylvania, I think he had it then safely. And it was also funny as well because we were watching the live polling numbers come in on the sites before states record, and at one point, with about 4 million votes counted, Obama had a 5-point lead in Texas. Oh, I remember we were talking on MSN and we were all going, he can't win Texas, can he? A black man winning Texas? That'd be unheard of. But yeah, it was a fun night. Anyway, next question. Do you play any sports? If you do, which sports do you play and are you good at them or not? I play basketball and tennis and I'm very good at both of them. This is the guy who the other week said he was going to grow to 6'4" from like 5'1" or something. Anyway.
Flash.
That question is from Flash. Do you play any sports, Shane? I'm waiting for the answer. Shane doesn't play any sports. At the current time, I don't either. I used to play golf as a hobby. Yeah. And I used to be quite good at golf, but I haven't played in a long time now. I was thinking of starting...
Did you get hit by a ball once?
Oh, yeah. But it's probably my dad. He's shit. I used to play with my dad a lot, and he was crap. But, yeah, I used to be pretty good at golf. I was actually thinking of taking it up again because... just something to do because I'm really getting bored of video games. Really, for example, I said I got Fable 2 the other week. I'm bored of it already. I don't know whether that just speaks for what a bad game Fable is, but I get bored of games within like a couple of hours of playing them. Now. So I'm thinking of taking up golf again, but I probably won't just because I'll have to go and buy myself a new set of clubs, and I'll have to go and stop paying for like driving range and then course fees, and it'll be a big money sink, which is money I don't have at the moment or money I don't want to have waste. So no, I don't play any sports, neither does Shane. I used to be good at golf.
I'm good at badminton.
Badminton. I used to like playing tennis, but I never actually played it seriously. It just used to be like back garden with friends hitting up tennis balls.
Yeah, that's fun too, you know.
I like tennis more than badminton. Badminton. You say it's badminton. Badminton.
Yeah, badminton. Yeah,
I remember on this political show when they make fun of the news I was watching, they were talking about Sarah Palin's kids, and they said she actually called her son track because she likes track running, right? They said, imagine if she liked badminton and she called one of her kids shuttlecock.
we call it the birdie here, not
you don't call it shuttlecock?
No.
My Shane, what a big shuttlecock you have. Anyway, after that very risque piece of homosexual banter, so neither of us play sports. Dear Brad, if Shane... This is the same person who sent the question in about me being funny. Dear Brad, phone.
Sorry.
If you answered it.
No, that was Palin as president.us. I was looking for
the
baby
I thought
names.
It was your phone. Oh, no. That's no fun.
That was the red telephone.
Next question. Dear Brad, if Shane did his final rounds in PvP world, would you train to kill him so he can't say he died in Monkey Madness in the spirit world, which does count? Latius 221. Yeah, I don't know, actually, because it would probably take me a long time to get up to a level where I could kill his combat level. And it depends whether he did his farming runs in full armor. If not, I could probably take him at the level I am.
I don't wear any armor when I farm.
Well, if you farmed in a PvP world, I'd have your ass then, but...
No, I'd have all my farmer people to protect me on world 130. Oh, wait, 132, no.
Yeah, you'd log into the wrong world and there'd be nobody to protect you.
Yeah, because world 132 is the farming world, actually.
I was like,
Well, there's everywhere. There's like... Every day I see like 5 different people with farming capes walking around.
Wow, 5 people on a server population of 2,000? That's unheard of.
No, I see lots of farming capes on 132.
I see lots of shadows on 132.
Are we...
Yeah, I think we're done with that. Which do you like more, boat rides or aeroplane rides? That question is from Mark in 22. Shane's never been on an aeroplane, so he can't answer this question. Have you ever been on a boat? You live fairly far
actually.
In that.
Yeah, I have. I have.
When did you go on a boat?
You have to go on a boat to go from the mainland to Vancouver Island.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Then of
course I go on boats quite a lot, seeing as I live on an island. I've been on the ferry to France.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well,
that makes sense.
I've been on the boat to France a few times. I've been on quite a lot of boats. I went on a fishing boat on holiday, posted a picture of that with me with a fish. That was a heartwarming moment for us all, I think. Planes. Yeah, I've been on a plane. I've been on a plane. Don't laugh. You know I'm scared of planes. I've been on planes plenty of times. I don't like planes. They scare the living shit out of me. I feel very they don't scare me. I just feel very uncomfortable when I'm on a plane.
Tell what happened that time when you were riding with your dad on the plane.
Do you mean the time when I had the panic attack and yelled, "We're all gonna die"?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't with my dad either. That was with my mom. Which is, I think that was, no, I don't think she, no, that was a different time. I thought she slapped me to calm me down, but she didn't. She actually did slap me, I'll tell you this. She slapped me once when I was about 5, horrible mother she was. We were on a pedalo, right? And you know what a pedalo is?
No.
It's like a little plastic boat that's operated by pedals. Right?
Really? And the thing about pedalo, I know what those are now.
Yeah, they have them at the seaside. Not that you have seasides there, you Canadian bastard. But anyway, they have holes in the bottom. Now, I was a very young child, and to my knowledge, that if a boat had a hole in the bottom, it was going to sink. So having pedaled about, I don't know, 100 yards out to sea in this pedalo with just my mother, I saw a hole in the boat. And I began to freak out. And she said I was so hysterical, she slapped me. Not one of my prouder moments. I was 5 at the time, though, so I have some defense. Oh, no, I'm kidding. That happened last year. No, it didn't.
Really? Oh, okay.
No, it did happen when I was 5. But, yeah. But, no, I would generally prefer boat rides over plane rides. I sort of like being on boat. It's sort of like, I think it feels nicer.
Yeah, it does. It's like,
you can't compare because you've never been on an airplane.
No, I'm just saying about boats.
Okay, I sounded really unreasonable then.
Thank you, Marking 22. Yeah, see,
we should both buy boats. So we both say boats because Shane's never been on a plane.
We should both buy boats.
Yeah, and then we should blockade the channel to stop the Frenchies getting over those bastards.
Warn user, Shane and Brad, what are your favorite podcasts? Mine are Twit Indignation. Thanks from Zerk Amy.
You copied that badly. You copied the warning button. That's why it says warn user.
Oh, really? How did I do that?
Well, did you really think he'd start his question warn user, Shane and Brad?
Maybe.
Shane is pro at copying.
Okay. Favorite podcasts?
I don't listen to podcasts. I don't even listen to this one. I've never listened to an episode of a podcast.
Okay. For me, yes. I really don't listen to much besides the Twit Network ones, but on there. Twit, Security Now, Windows Weekly, Mac Break Weekly, and Ned at Night. That's pretty much it.
Shane loves Leo Laporte.
Not really.
Yeah, Shane loves him.
No.
And Shane wants to get civil union in California with Leo Laporte.
You know, that's illegal now, actually.
Yeah, but they're suing to stop it, aren't they?
It won't pass.
It was another event of our MSN conversation was us talking about Prop 8 and Shane being the only one in the conversation in support of it. And Trekkie then saying he hated you. Oh, that was fun. I like Trekkie.
See, Trekkies are good.
No, that Trekkie is good. He's the exception that proves the rule that all Trekkies are idiots. Oh, I didn't.
Okay. If you could be any monster in RuneScape, what would you be? I'd be a cow because cows are awesome. That's from Waffle350.
That is an interesting answer. I would be the evil turnip.
No, right. You can summon those, can't you? So that's not a monster.
Okay, fine. I would be... I'd be a... what would I be? If I was a RuneScape monster, what would I be? Let me think. You answer first, since you've probably got an answer to this.
Yeah, the ant.
I'm sorry, what did you just call me?
The
Never
ant.
Mind, that was...
Maybe the ant.
Oh, what?
You know, the things that come and break your axe.
Oh, yes, those. What, because you like griefing people?
No.
Yeah, Shane likes griefing people. I can certainly think of what certain people I used to know would be. They would be the River Troll Queen, for example.
Okay.
That's another veiled dig at somebody who is in our past, mine more than Shane's.
Come on, what would you be?
What would I be? I would probably be...
A troll.
No, bugger off. I would be... I want to be an evil turnip. That's a monster.
That's a summoning creature.
I want to be an evil turnip, though.
Why don't you be a bunny, a bunny rabbit?
I'd be a... No, I'd be... I know this is hard. I'd be... I know who Stephen Harper would be. The mysterious old man. That pedophile.
Oh, it's too bad they don't have the... What's that little creature there?
Stephen Harper?
No, that one you used to be on that animal sig that you're gonna make.
Oh, the I'm a ferret.
Yeah.
No, not a.
Oh, they
yeah,
have
ferret.
Those actually. They do.
Okay, I'm a ferret. I am a ferret.
You can catch them. Yeah, with a
box
trap.
You can't catch me though. You can't catch me. Can't touch.
You never know. Level 27, you get 115 hunter XP. So yeah, Brad will be a ferret.
Oh yeah.
Here, this is what they look like. Oops.
I don't mean to be rude, but I can't be bothered to click any link. Okay, I'll move my arm. Oh god.
Yeah, that's what they look like. Anyways, where are we? Oh yes, last question.
Last question. Dear host of the best podcast, why is he sending this question to us? Haunt, haunt, jaunty humor. I've just started to play RuneScape again. I got my quest cape. My name is Creature from the Harry Potter books.
I don't know.
Creature is a house elf. Did you read the Harry Potter books or are you illiterate? Okay,
I'm
well, you're
illiterate. No. Okay.
Hang on a second, I'm looking him up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just out of pure interest. It doesn't have any merit to the question. Where the hell did that come from?
That's just a sign that we're doing good.
No, that's the sign that I made a good joke. Because that's what you do that after jokes, Shane. You didn't know that. that's what you put after jokes. Ooh, he's got quite a nice, some nice stats.
Okay.
No, 90. He has 99 strength. Anyway, right. Okay. I was also wondering if you could give me any ideas of what I should do because I'm very bored. By the way, I have about 20 million in items and I'm a member. Also, Brad, do you still play WoW? Are you playing Warhammer or any other MMORPG? What are you currently doing in the game? Keep up the great show. Thanks, Frosty Bow.
You know what I
see?
Suggest
he the end of his questions always rhyme. Keep up the great show. Thanks, Frosty Bow.
He's from Edmonton, you know. I don't know if you want to be saying that. But...
He could stalk you. I can give you a rough description of Shane, and if you find him, kill him for me.
Okay. I suggest you get your farming to 70. And then
I suggest
that,
you leave farming alone.
Proceed all
completely.
Skills to 70 plus. Yeah. That's what I suggest you do. And then you'll feel the love of farming, and then you'll be compelled to do even more, and then eventually do Herbalar.
I think you should just catch up on the quests he's missed. That's always fun. That gives you something to do.
Oh, yeah. Quests are fun. You know, if I could do quests again, I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't because Shane's sad. But anyway, on to the second part of the question. Do you still play WoW or are you playing Warhammer or any other MMORPG? If so, what are you currently doing in the game? No, I only played Warhammer for about a month. And
what's
it's
Warhammer?
One of those... It's another MMORPG very much like WoW. The trouble with Warhammer Online, the trouble is it gets old very fast. There are a lot of bugs, very simple bugs the team have not yet fixed. I still know because I still know people who play it. And it's a very poor game, even for a game that's just started out. You can understand, you know, MMORPGs like World of Warcraft need some time to polish up, but Warhammer was just bad beyond expectations. And it got old and boring very quickly. I'm not playing World of Warcraft at the moment, but I will be playing in a week from now because that's when the expansion is released. And I still have plenty of friends playing, and I'll be going back to play with them.
So then, we'll see you for only a few hours a day, and then the rest of the time you'll be on World of Warcraft. Then
no, I won't be spending that much time on it. Start, I'll be spending more time than usual, but I shouldn't be around any less than usual.
That's
because I always play window. I always play windowed mode, and I always browse forums, talking up, sending all that stuff while I play. I multitask.
Yeah, that's good. Anyway. Multitasking. Like on election night, I had flipping between two channels, and I had the both websites up and MSN going at the same time.
On election night, I just was watching the BBC coverage because all else is inferior, and you're an idiot for turning the BBC coverage off. I had the election maps for BBC, CNN, ABC, and Fox, and that was it. And I also had MSN comments.
I turned it off because people around here were wondering what the heck English people were arguing downstairs for.
You have your TV that loud that people upstairs can hear you?
Yeah.
Wow, you need to turn it down, man. That's not cool. But anyway, end of questions.
Thank you, Frosty Bow. I wonder where he is in Edmonton.
Ask him. Yeah. He'll probably tell you his exact address, and then you can go and steal all of his stuff. I didn't mean that.
No,
that's what I do. So you can be thankful I don't live in Edmonton.
Yeah, I don't mug people. It says he's 17.
What?
It says he's 17.
He could probably beat you up then.
No, you're 17.
I could beat you up.
Anyways, we should move on to tech news now.
Tech news.
A sad week this week. Windows 3 has been retired.
Windows 3 has been retired?
Yeah. On November 1st, Microsoft stopped issuing licenses for software that made its debut in May 1990. The various versions of Windows 3, including 3.11, released in the early 1990s, were the first part of Microsoft's graphical user interfaces to win huge worldwide success. For many computer users, Windows 3 was the first Windows-based operating system they used, and the software established the iconography of Microsoft's flagship product. As it was updated, software started to make PCs a serious rival to Apple machines, as it could take advantage of much improved graphics, had a broader color palette, and could use multimedia extras such as sound cards and CD-ROM drives. Wow. That must have been amazing back then, you know, to have sound on your computer.
Yeah, I've got a story that's semi-related to this. My grandfather, a lot of my dad's and my old stuff is in the attic at my grandparents. And he like goes through it every now and then. And I think he's just trying to get rid of stuff and give it back to us so he has more room. But he brings stuff down and says, "Do you still have any use for this?" And he came here on Monday, right? And he had this cabinet full of floppy disks. And he went to me, "Are these any use to you?" "No." I said, "They haven't probably been used for about 15 years. It was just really funny."
Oh, my. Does he have any old computer hardware?
Probably. Tons. My dad used to have.
I'd like to collect that kind of stuff.
Well, too bad. It's mine and not yours.
Can you send me some?
It's not even mine. If you send me large amounts of money through PayPal, sure.
It goes on to say that Windows 3 could run on an 8086 processor, which was the first of the x86 type, or better, and minimum clock speed of 10 megahertz. It needed at least 640 kilobytes of RAM and 7 megabytes of hard drive space, and a graphics card that supported CGA, EGA, or VGA graphics. You know, that's back in the day when you had to have graphics cards that would support different standards, you know?
Yeah.
Because VGA is 640 by 480 and up, so VGA was top of the line back then. So, yeah, that's just something I'd like to point out for you guys. Most of you guys are probably too young to remember Windows 3.1, Brad.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't know Windows 3.1?
No, not at all.
I remember using Windows 3.1.
Well, you're a nerd.
And Windows 95 and 98.
I remember 95. 95 was the first Windows system I used.
Well, yeah, 95 was like 98, and 98 was like ME. Anyways, so, yeah. Anyways, moving on. So if you have Windows 3.1, maybe it's time to boot it up and take a look at it. This one is about some guy who was fired and then deleting his company's Exchange database. Which Exchange is like a mail server-type database, you know, for anybody who doesn't know. Anyways, former IT engineer Stephen Barnes has been sentenced to 1 year in prison after pleading guilty to computer intrusion charges. Barnes, a longtime employee of some company I'm not going to say, was angry at the way the company had terminated his contract. According to his testimony, multiple company representatives showed up at his home in April 2003, one of whom was carrying a baseball bat. Personnel reportedly seized both Barnes' personal and work computers. It's unclear if the latter were ever returned to him, so the personal ones. Some 5 months later, on September 30th, Barnes decided to test a series of corporate logins and passwords that he knew, even though he assumed that they were invalid. As he told the PC World, "To my complete belief, I soon realized they had no firewall and the passwords were not even changed."
What a dumbass company.
I know. Like, what? Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't
know.
I don't see how people can go to jail for that.
I think it's stupid that people can go, you know, or could even escape jail when they have, like, violence charges or GBH or, you know, disrupting public order or whatever the stupid charges are.
Who
but
are we talking
they
about
can go,
now?
I'm talking about, I think it's stupid people can get a year in jail for things like that, but they can get much less for other sort of what I would consider more serious offenses.
Oh, yeah.
Please, Shane, stay with my train of thought. I know it's hard for you.
So, yeah, just a word of warning. If you ever work somewhere, don't go hacking into their computer systems after you're fired. Because apparently, I don't know. That just doesn't make sense. It should be the company's fault. That's just my
view of
things. But anyways, change your passwords. Jeez. You know, that goes with everything. How long is your forum password?
Actually has a record of when it was changed. I think it was like February this year.
Okay, how long was it?
How long in characters? I'm not going to detail specifics, but 8 characters.
Oh yeah, that's the same as mine. But my RuneScape password is 22 characters.
I bet it's "I love farming really, really, really" or something stupid like that.
No. Anyways, we should move on to rants. You want the first one?
No, I will have... Yeah, I'll have the first one. Kay. PvP abuse. Players abusing the PKing update. Not allowed to say how, but it's basically players using what Jax has given them, turning it into goods for their own means. Yes, these people who abuse PvP like this will post on this thread knowing that it is not against the rules, but a moderator hit my thread for saying it showed a way to abuse in-game. Having the support of a mod, thanks. Real-world trading was the reason for getting rid of PKing because RWT gained players an unfair advantage. The PvP abuse that I'm talking about gained some players 10 to 20 million a day unfairly. And that is why me and my other supporters believe that this method should be thought about by Jagex and try to combat it. If you look at this thread, okay, that's basically all. What is this reason?
Hmm?
So, what is this abuse, do you think? Because he doesn't can't even...
Well, I've seen it firsthand, and I can say it is a real problem.
What is it? Come on.
I'm not gonna say it here, because I know we got people listening who will abuse it. I'll tell you after the show. But I can tell you it's a real problem, and the hole needs to be plugged somehow. I don't know. I'm not even sure how they could plug it, because if you think about it, what happens when you kill someone?
You get their items.
No, you don't get their items. You get a reward. So they need to somehow tweak that reward system. But I'm not going to say any more on this, but it's a problem that needs to be fixed. So hopefully Jagex will clue into this before they got another real-world trading scandal on their hands. There's another thing on the same drumbeat as this is the fact that... what's it called?
Mother.
No. The junk trading. That doesn't count because it's also through the regular trade window and not the grand exchange. So that also needs to change. But yeah, those are just two little loopholes, sort of. But this one's a rather major one and it needs to be fixed. So just for anybody out there, I suggest that you think carefully about this, and if you think carefully and you have a clear analytical thought process, you'll realize how you can abuse the system. But I'm not going to say how. Anyways, next rant.
You're doing the second.
I'm currently using Dragon Bones on my Gilded Altar Kit to get 99 prayer. And then in air quotes, there's wishes there was a use all option. I'm having a slight problem, though, and I don't know if others have come across this. The color of my flooring in my house is creamish, and the smoke that comes from the burners kind of blends into the color of flooring, and when you're working at speed, I seem to not notice when the burners go out, or I panic someone trying to light them when they're already lit. Is it possible to change the color of the smoke that comes from the burners, or maybe make it able to dye the herbs that would change the color of what the smoke comes from them? I know it's nothing major, but when you're using 40k of your bones on a gilded altar, then it is a big thing. Well, to me. For those people who don't know, when you use dragon bones on a gilded altar lit with burners, you get 252 XP per bone. When you bury a dragon bone, you get 70 XP. So one of the fastest ways to get 99 prayer or to get your prayer up. I hope people who read this take note and it is changing, not just for me as well, it might not be changed before I'm getting 99, but for others also who have this problem or who come across the problem in the future months. You know, he has a good point.
Yeah, it's one of those small things that may slip under the radar, but it obviously needs to be changed.
Yeah, there's lots of other small things like that too, but I don't know, we don't need to go into them. But, you know, that would be interesting to dye herbs a certain color and then get them to smoke, you know? Let the smoke to be a certain color, you know?
Green.
Yeah, or purple.
Purple, ooh. Spaced out.
Yeah,
white, so, bright.
I don't know. I just naming colors, you know, or blue. Yeah, you know? Wow.
Red, yellow, pink, green, orange. Oh, purple. But if they did have purple smoke, Shane would assume that anybody lighting them was gay.
What?
Because that's his thought process. Shane, open it. I told Shane I'm not about a shirt that I bought on Sunday that's purple, and Shane was like, "It actually this happened on separate days over the couple of days." First I told Shane about the shirt, then he sort of said he didn't believe I'd buy a purple shirt. And then the next day when we were talking, we sort of got talking, and he actually admitted he thinks anyone who wears a purple shirt is gay. So Shane thinks I'm gay just because I wear a purple shirt. See, he's not denying it. He is that bigoted. And he would refuse to wear a purple shirt himself. That's why I said, if I won the election game, I wanted him to go out and buy a purple shirt and wear it, but I didn't win, and he would never have done it even if I did.
You know, I don't think you're gay for wearing a purple shirt.
You said that. You said it. You said those exact words.
Not you, specifically, people in general, if I don't know them.
No, but when we were talking, I said to you, do you think I'm gay? So do you think because I wear a purple shirt, I'm gay? And you said yes.
I did.
Don't deny it. Yes, you did. I will trawl through my chat logs after the show to show you. After the show to show you. But yeah. So yeah, Shane is purple. Shane is anti-purple.
And pink.
And pink. And any color that people might think you... Well, yeah, I wouldn't wear a pink shirt, but purple can be perfectly manly. It's not like... It's a dark purple. It's not like...
Oh, so it's not like a fuchsia purple.
No, of course not. Jesus Christ. What do you think I am, queer? Oh, wait.
Okay, moving on to other things. A little skill of the month update for you guys. Hit points. You know, there are some people crying on RuneWire about the fact
that... What about it being hit points?
Yeah, and the fact that people are using pest control and pest control should be banned, you know?
Oh my god, pest control should be banned. So... Use pest control as well.
Yeah, that's what I said on my comment. If you can't join them, beat them. I mean, if you can't beat them, join them.
If you can't join them, beat them.
So, yeah, there's no reason to be worrying about it. If you feel you're not getting the optimal XP, switch to a different method, like pest control or something.
Yep, if it's like I remember once when we were in class, and I was very young. I must have been about 7 or 8. And the teacher asked us what a word meant, and nobody knew. I got out my dictionary, looked the word up, told the teacher. And everyone was like, oh my god, he cheated. But even the teacher didn't think I cheated. The teacher acknowledged it was a legitimate way of finding what the word meant. It's just that I think the lesson we learned...
You had dictionaries when you're 6 and 7?
Yeah. Well, I did, because I was a good child.
What was the word?
I can't remember now. It was probably a word like cat. No, it wasn't that simple. No, it was probably like a, I don't know, fairly long word that But nowadays you would just know without meaning. Probably, you know, I don't know. I can't think of a word that a 7 or 8 year old would know, but
we got Marking 22 in first with 939k XP, Dirk Biking 803k, and the Killer at 683k. Those are your top three. It's a rather interesting month, so people don't quit, because remember at the end of the December we got Skill of the Year, where we calculate everyone's XP, and the person who gets the most XP in all Skill of the Months combined wins. So yeah, that's that.
Brad, interesting.
Yeah, that was something we decided before Creepy left. But anyways, herb farming part 2 is up on YouTube now, courtesy of Chief Snake. I recommend you guys go watch this series, as it's relating to farming.
Just the thought of that is sending me to sleep.
It's a good video. YouTube.com/
Is it a good video, Shane? Is it a good video?
Yes, it is. It is. Actually, so definitely, if you're like just to give you guys a bit of a preview on this, in the description it says that you can make 7 some odd mil a month if you were to just do herb farming.
Boring.
So yeah,
how come you said you only break even then?
Huh? No, you only break even if you're doing other like seed farming, trees and stuff as well.
But
if you're just doing herbs, you make money. So, one of the many benefits of farming that many people overlook.
Nobody cares about farming, Shane.
Okay, so I don't know. I think that's pretty much it for that kind of stuff. What have you been up to?
Usual week, watching the election, going out, getting things done,
Okay, so no.
But family bonfire party last night. That was fun.
Did anybody get hurt?
I was in charge of the bonfire, right? Because my auntie had this... no, nobody was hurt, unfortunately. But we did have this really big bonfire, because we basically just had it like, you know, the size of an oil drum. We had like a sort of a metal bin like that, and they always do the bonfire like that. And I was in charge of the bonfire. And my auntie had loads of this wood she wanted burnt. So I started it off, and me and my youngest cousin, who's 14... No, she's younger than that, 13, I think. Maybe even 12.
She?
12 or 13. And anyway, so
she was starting off.
What? She. All of my cousins are girls. On my father's side, all of them are girls. We were trying to get this fire started for ages, and we basically had this old wallpaper that was lighting really easily. But the trouble was we couldn't get the wood to light, so we were there going at it for ages and ages and ages. And we put some wood in, lit this paper, kept throwing it in, and we used up tons of wallpaper. It wouldn't light. It was just getting the... It was going off on the fire, but it wasn't actually catching the wood. So in the end, she went in, and I was still out there being the persistent bastard I am, trying to get it done. And in the end, I sort of had a little fire going, but I didn't think it was going to go. So I chucked pretty much all the wood I could get inside, one last piece of paper, screwed it up in a ball, lit the top, a bit like a grenade of paper. And then... just sort of tried to get it as low as I could, and I went inside after that thinking, you know. And I came back out 10 minutes later, and it literally was... the fire was probably about 10 foot in the air. It was crazy, literally crazy. And it was roaring and crackling like hell. So I was pretty pleased with myself. And then my cousin was mocking me for how I was... I kept saying I was proud of the fire, and she was making fun of me.
Well, she's a girl.
Yeah, she's a girl. Bastard.
So you didn't have to use any gasoline or anything to start the fire?
No. I kept saying to my cousin, I want to get some petrol or something and just chuck like a shot of petrol on. That'll make it go. Make it go boom. But I was getting worried when the fire was that big, because this was like a... And they've used this metal bin for like every year for the bonfire for about 5 years. And it is really beaten up around the bottom. And it looked like it was going to fall over. And I thought, if that falls over, it is going to set either the fence on fire, or the tree on fire, or the house on fire. There was only one good way it could fall, and that would still make a terrible mess and wouldn't be good. But it was fine in the end.
That's good. Wow. You have interesting fire times. Anyway.
Yeah, we do. If anybody wants to come to my bonfire party next year, I probably won't be having one.
As for me, I've been I should point out at runemeyer.com/Shane, you can see yesterday that I invested in seeds. Lots of seeds to get.
Boring.
That'll put me over the top to 20 million XP.
Yay, 20 million XP. Nobody cares. You should still be doing magic and all of those expensive ones.
No. And also...
I've been
also working on some RuneWire stuff and some school stuff. You know, you gotta throw the school stuff in too, you know?
Yeah. Otherwise it makes you sound like a slob, Shane.
So, yes, anything else? Mr. Brad?
Nope.
Okay, so with that said, RSPB update 177 is done. You can find Brad at saidbybrad.com for one last election, post-election post. Hey, that rhymes, post-election post. Anyways, and me, Shane, at runemeyer/Shane. See you next week, everyone.
Thank you.